Although Mad March is over, the festival spirit is still well and truly alive. Prepare to be immersed in a world of cabaret with over 45 events across 15 venues at the ever-popular Adelaide Cabaret Fringe Festival. Coming back for their 11th annual festival, the cabaret is sure to keep us toasty warm over June. Joining us this morning is Jennifer Kingswell to tell us all the juicy gossip about the upcoming event. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, how does the Cabaret Fringe Festival plan to kick off this year's festivities?
Well, it is kicking off, in fact, this Friday, the 1st of June, at the wonderful German Club. We're taking over the main hall this year, and I'm incredibly excited about the lineup. It's going to be absolutely gangbusters. We've got the incredible William Parton and his 18-piece Adelaide Big Band with his show Bill Parton's Rock and Pop Swings kicking things off for us. We've got one of our incredible ambassadors for this year, the lovely Pamela Shaw, joining us all the way from New York City, as well as some other wonderful performers, including Diana Scalzi, the Southern Sisters, Feet Theodorus and her Finding Me project, and some other wonderful surprises along the way as well.
Now, the Adelaide Cabaret Fringe Festival is in its 11th year. How's it grown over the years, do you think?
It has grown tremendously over the past 11 years. I've just been on board since last year's 10th anniversary festival, and one of the great sort of behind the scenes pleasures of that was hearing the director, Paul Boylan's stories of how the Cabaret Fringe Festival first got started, which was literally, one of those light bulb moments in the middle of the night, a couple of friends just huddled around a cabaret table at La Boheme, scribbling ideas on the back of a napkin, and then artists jumping on board, at very, very short notice to pull together a very small but enthusiastic festival. And one of the great things about the Cabaret Fringe is that it is an artist-driven and a community-driven event in the spirit of fringe festivals around the world. It's open access, so really anyone with a vision and a venue can join in, and it's great to see, the wonderful support from both artists and audiences alike.
Yeah, which is the great thing about a fringe event such as this. Now you mentioned some of the great acts we can catch for the kicking off of the festival this Friday at the German Club. But what are some other acts you're excited about for this year's Cabaret Fringe?
Well, one show that really has had people talking this year is Allegria After Dark from Allegria Absolutely, and that's going to be a literally underground a cappella performance. So a cappella voices within the Adena Treasury tunnels. That's on for two short shows only on the 21st of June. So I strongly suggest that people get along to that. That has been getting quite a bit of attention. I think that'll just be an absolutely sublime show. I'm also excited about some shows and some venues that are new to the festival this year. In particular, the Southern Sisters presenting Molly's Game and Movie Night at Saxon Violins. And Fee Theodorus with Finding Me Part 2 at Raj House, as well as just a wonderful range of shows. We've got quite a few burlesque shows covered, both at La Boheme with our late night speakeasy happening on Wednesdays and Thursdays across the festival, and Chew and Cheek from True La La should be a wonderful night as well. But there is so much more. If I was to go through every single highlight of the program, I think we'd be here for longer than we've probably got time for this morning. No. So, I suggest people hop along to the website or pick up a program and dive right in.
Definitely. It sounds really exciting. I'm speaking with Jennifer Kingswell about what's going to be on offer at the 2018 Adelaide Cabaret Fringe Festival. Now, I think the thing I love about cabaret is it's kind of, in some ways, it can be a bit undefinable. It can be very surprising. You sort of don't always know what you're going to see. Do you think there'll be some shows with some audience interaction, some things that people, maybe the thrill seekers, will be into?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And that is one of the great things about cabaret, because it's an art form that doesn't really exist without an audience that is part of the creation of the art itself, is that interactivity and that exchange between the artist and the audience. But, yeah, two shows do spring to mind. And, you know, for me, cabaret has always been a very broad church, exactly how that, you know, what that art looks and sounds like and how that interactivity takes place. You know, it doesn't matter as long as that's happening. You know, I think that's cabaret. It's really just stories and songs, and sharing those amongst ourselves. But two shows in particular, I think that will play with that form that audiences might not be necessarily that familiar with in a cabaret setting. DJ Tripp's Ultracade, which is bringing together video arcade games. And you know, contemporary music into a cabaret setting. That one is a one-night-only event happening at La Boheme in the courtyard on the 10th of June, as well as Thomas Ford's Crap Music Rave Party, which is one of those shows that is pretty much exactly what it says like on the tin. Thomas Ford, also one of our ambassadors for this year's festival, playing the crappiest, but yet, you know, perhaps the most cathartic music that people can think of, and just having a pretty wild old party. And he is taking requests on that. So if that sounds like that's up your alley, I think you can get in touch with Thomas to make your requests and really become a part of it. And that's happening at the Hindley on the 15th of June.
I'm sure we're all guilty of having a dance to music we would call crap.
Mm-hmm, yep, and definitely a guilty pleasures kind of a vibe for that one, I think.
Now, unfortunately, Adelaideans have a reputation for being late ticket buyers, and it sounds like there's so many great shows and so many short-run shows for this year's Adelaide Cabaret Fringe. So how can people find out when to get tickets?
Yeah, if people can head along to the website, cabaretfringefestival.com, there's all the details there for free to browse the program, and you can buy your tickets right from the website.
Well, Jennifer, thank you very much for speaking with me this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom.
Jennifer Kingwell from the Cabaret Fringe Festival speaking to us about this year's exciting program. You can catch this year's Cabaret Fringe Festival from June 1st to the 24th. Of course, the kickoff there on Friday night at the German Club